You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, episode 184. I am your host, as always, Adam from Golf Unfiltered. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Golf Unfiltered. And you can send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Folks, today's guest is Mr. Jason Becker. He is the CEO of Golf Life Navigators. If you've never heard of the company, they're an upstart company. They've been around for a little bit, and they are growing immensely, mainly throughout the warm regions of the United States. And their story is very simple. If you are in the life situation or at the moment in your career where you're ready to just kind of retire, move out of your cold weather state, and go find a private club somewhere, perhaps even move there full time, but you have no idea how to get started, well, Golf Life Navigators is the company that can help you find exactly not only your best fit for a private club, but also the environment and the neighborhood that you want to live in. So Mr. Becker and I talked through a few things today that I think you're going to enjoy if that is something that you're looking forward to in your life at this point. I know I'm a few years out myself, quite a few years actually, but maybe in due time I'll be following that same path. A couple shout outs to our friends who make the Golf Unfiltered Podcast possible. First and foremost, our friends over at thehackersparadise.com, if you're listening to this on the THP mobile app. Our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon Golf for keeping me in the game and on the course with all of their great equipment. Be sure to check out their full line of clubs over at Srixon with the Z Series, their woods, driver, irons, utility clubs. They've got all sorts of great stuff going on. And of course, the RTX 4 wedges from Cleveland Golf. They just feel so good when you are around the green, out of, you know, sand bunk, you know, whatever. They're great clubs. Be sure to check them out. And last but certainly not least, our friends over at budgetgolf.com. They are in the middle of their 12 days of deals going on right now. So if you've got a couple names on your Christmas list that want some golf stuff, go out to budgetgolf.com buying something nice. So without much further ado, this is Mr. Jason Becker, CEO of Golf Life Navigators. Hope you enjoy it. And welcome back, listeners. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I am very happy to welcome Mr. Jason Becker, the CEO of Golf Life Navigators, on the show this week. Jason, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with me.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.
So Golf Life Navigators is a company that I had not heard of prior to us connecting. But doing a little research into your company, I can tell already that this is something I'm going to be paying close attention to as time goes on. And I'm sure many of the listeners to this episode will as well. But before we get into the details, Jason, why don't you give our listeners and friends a little background into your involvement with the game of golf and how you started Golf Life Navigators?
Sure. I got involved in the game of golf as a teenager, a little school up in Michigan, in central Michigan area, and played high school golf, and then decided to really get more involved in the game after high school and moved to Naples, Florida, and get involved in the PGA of America, and went to Florida Gulf Coast University and went through their PGA of America program, and has been in it really since 2004, been involved in the game and around the game, and just over the last 5 or 6 years started really focusing on a project of sorts that was trying to understand how and what avenues baby boomers had from the north to filter all of the private clubs in the Sun Belt, in particular Florida. A lot of people don't know that there's roughly 600 private clubs in the state of Florida. I was always curious how consumers were filtering those based upon their expectations and budget and et cetera. And just stumbled upon this huge void in the system, turned into a consulting company for these folks, and that actually evolved into a technology solution that consumers can use our platform to filter the private clubs and get introduced to them to expedite the process.
What I find really interesting about Golf Life Navigators is you were telling me before that you launched in 2015, and as you mentioned, you were kind of a private consultative service for people that were looking for private clubs. And then you just mentioned you've got this technology solution. What prompted you to go towards technology? Was it a influx in volume? What was going on there?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors to it. What we noticed is that, number one, when folks would hear about us, whether it was a story written by Gary Van Sickle or a web release, we would get inundated with calls. And so we had a lot of humans involved, PGA professionals, including myself, that were handling these consultations. But what happened was we would get an influx of 400 or 500 people, and you weren't getting back to them for 3 or 4 days. And that's just not fair to the consumer. So we took a step back and we said, okay, if we're going to build a technology solution that would mimic the likes of an eHarmony.com or something that the consumer could, spend 15 minutes on a train or in front of their desktop to kind of just fascinate about the future golf lifestyle and where they're going to end up, and especially on a cold, windy day in December in Chicago, it's kind of fun to think about Florida. So we built out an algorithm of sorts, put it into our website, and built it all internally, believe it or not, and launched it to the public about a year ago. And since then, we've had over 9,000 people utilize the tool and get matched up to 4 or 5 of the best clubs that meet all of their criteria.
And so let's kind of talk about the usability of your service. And so you kind of started to paint the picture there. I'm a golfer that knows that I want to either retire or maybe even just join a club for the cold winter months here in Chicago, as you pointed out. And believe me, it's cold today, Jason, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And so I go to your website. You mentioned that there's this algorithm where I input my information. And my understanding is that's just a very short list of questions. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll take you roughly 10 to 12 minutes. And it kind of goes through your golf expectations. What's most important to you? Is practice facility important to you? Is walking the golf course important? Things of that nature. And then we get into the other amenities of the club. Are you a tennis player? Does your spouse looking for health and wellness? And we'll ask some questions around there. And then we'll touch a little bit on your food and beverage expectations. Do you want a casual setting? Do you really want to be wearing a sport coat to dinner? Those types of things. And finally, get into the budget side of it. What can you afford in your retirement or your transition time in terms of dues and initiation? And the algorithm basically takes that information and within really milliseconds can match up to clubs that meet that criteria. And our whole goal is not to necessarily find the perfect club for you, because there's so many of them. But if we can just narrow it down from 157 here in Southwest Florida to 6, it can save you a ton of time and aggravation doing all that research on your own. And then when you see a club on there that, hey, this one looks interesting, you just click of a button, you can connect with the membership director and set up your visit.
Wow, that sounds extremely simple. And you guys have been featured in numerous places, The Wall Street Journal, Golf Magazine, Forbes.com, just to name a few. What has reception been up to this point?
It's tremendous from both ends of the spectrum. The consumer side, it's like, oh my gosh, there's finally a tool here that I can use, and it's PGA of America branded, so I know that I'm dealing with trusted officials and advisors from the consumer side. And then on the club side, you have an industry that is really trying to sustain itself and get and welcome the right members to the club. And so the last thing that a club official or board wants is a member that doesn't want to be there or isn't the right fit, just a bad culture. So for them to be able to connect into that marketplace with consumers and meet prospects and people that meet their qualifications, it's the perfect, eHarmony situation. So everybody wins all the way around, and we just figured out a way to bridge the gap virtually.
And so right now, Golf Life Navigators serves quite a few states, particularly in the Sun Belt, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. If I'm reading your website correctly, and listeners, I'm on golflifenavigators.com, you have over 1,600 different private clubs that are in your database. Is that right?
Yeah, we that includes now Palm Springs, the markets in Texas and Georgia that will launch after the first of the year. But yeah, currently a consumer can filter Arizona, Florida, and the Carolinas, and soon these other states in the Sun Belt. And yeah, we've done the homework. It's taken us about 4 years to get and piece together all that information, get it in the algorithm so the consumer can get, a good neutral viewpoint, if you will. You know, we like to consider ourselves Switzerland, so it doesn't matter where you go to. You just know that all the clubs are in the system, and you're going to get matched up to the one that's best for you, not one that, you know, wrote us a big check for advertising. That's not how we work. So you're getting a good neutral view.
And so from the other side of the coin, we talked a little bit about the user side, the golfers that actually want to learn more about these private clubs. But let's talk a little bit about the benefits for the private club owner or even the pro shop, the head golf professional at the club. What are the benefits that they've been telling you from the use of your service?
You know, the getting matched to prospective buyers is really important to any private club out there. That's they love it. It's an opportunity for them to get a lead or a prospective member through our system that, you know, is essentially not a tire kicker. If someone's going to sit down and spend 10 to 12 minutes of their time to complete the questionnaire, they're serious. And so the clubs have really good luck on connecting with these individuals, and vice versa. The individuals are excited to hear from the clubs. But what I think has come to be the most important of this whole model is the data. Mm. And what I mean by that is when you have 9,000 consumers, you know, diehard golf enthusiasts who are going to make their way south, and they're coming into these markets, and they're giving you all this really good information on what their expectations are for amenities, what kind of cultures they're looking for, what kind of social programs are they looking for. And we can aggregate that and share that with our clubs. That is worth, you know, there's no price tag you can put on it, because mm-hmm. with a lot of the clubs these days, they're getting ready to capitalize capital renovations and improvements to the club. And if they've got a source of data and analytics that can say, okay, 26% of people from the Midwest coming to the Southwest Florida market are interested in dog parks, then it would behoove the club to maybe factor that into the capital improvement and renovation. You can go on and on between pickleball and bocce ball and casual restaurants. I mean, there's data after data point. So I think that is probably, in my opinion, the coolest part of our model for the clubs. It's not so much the leads or the prospects. It's the data that comes with it. And that's something that has never been available to the private club industry.
That's extremely interesting, just the use of data mm-hmm. and voice of customer feedback. And so it really sounds like you're forming a partnership not only with the private clubs, but also with the users, and all three of those parties kind of work together, yourself included, to make the experience the best it can be.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's one of those situations where everyone benefits from each other. Just all we needed was this virtual marketplace, and that's what we created over the last 3 years.
That's really incredible. Now, I mm-hmm. want to talk a little bit about your ideal customer base. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier in our conversation, and I have to be honest with you, Jason, I'm 36 years old. I got a little ways to go before I want to make that big jump. But I'd imagine that there's a relatively, I would say, targeted customer base. Is that right?
Yeah, our typical customer that uses our program is 58 to 61 years old, someone that's nearing retirement or considering a seasonal transition for a number of reasons, whether it's to get out for the weather, the current tax situation from the northern states. There's a lot of factors there, health and wellness, et cetera. So that's the typical age group that uses it, and a typical GLN client is probably 13 months out, has an initiation range for golf of between $10,000 and $70,000 on average. Mm-hmm. And so it's just someone that has worked their entire life to get to this point and can't afford to make a mistake and end up at a club that wasn't the right fit for them. And unfortunately have to exit X number of years later, and then you have to go through that process of resigning and waiting for your initiation back or a percentage of it. So it's I like to think that the folks that use our system are much different than 25, 30 years ago, you know, in the club industry where members just kind of brought their friends and their friends came in and they bought memberships because, you know, my place is the best, you know, why go anywhere else? Today's consumer is has all these resources for information, and to look at your transition as more of an investment as pertaining to a luxury purchase, it's much different. And when you can start correlating real estate values in these clubs and what's increasing, what's decreasing based upon amenity usage, it's a really cool environment for consumers these days. It's something that the club industry has never seen before. So that's the person that's using our tool and our solution. It's just another asset that they can use to either validate maybe a decision they're going to make or to help save time, expedite the process, and get all of their ducks in a row before they come down to a Southwest Florida to begin their search.
You know, and that's exactly where I see this being of the highest value. And you know, I worked at a private club growing up, and I, of course, got to know the members quite well and so on and so forth. But after a while, it was always just the same, I guess, community of people that continued to replenish the membership. I'm using words that are very kind as opposed to, you know, what we typically saw at the club. But what you're saying is that this basically, from the club's perspective, opens up the scope of the potential membership and bringing in other viewpoints and other perspectives that they normally would not have gotten.
Yeah, I mean, a great example of that, Adam, is that what we found in our just basically our trend report is that 39% of consumers coming to the marketplace do not want to live in a gated golf community. And so for a lot of your listeners, they probably just sat back and were thinking, really? You know, I mean, that's usually the mindset for anybody coming to the Sun Belt, I'm going to live in a golf gated community. That being said, if the clubs know that and can see these trends, then it would behoove them to sit down and talk about, do we offer a non-resident membership? And if 39% of buyers are saying they don't want to live in a gated community, then we've got to try to posture ourselves for the future and offer some sort of option for them who want to live on a beach or live off campus where they can still be a member at the club. So those little things like that is really changing the boardrooms across the Sun Belt for sure.
Yeah, I can imagine so. And this is a service that would have definitely helped our club, if I remember correctly, in years past. So it sounds like you guys got a great thing going.
Yeah, I mean, the clubs, from their perspective, is we've got to combat attrition rate, right? If we're losing 5 to 10% of our members a year for whatever reason, we've got to replace them. Otherwise, you know, the balance sheet doesn't work without those dues. So if we can cut into that attrition rate by using, you know, services like Golf Life Navigators and others, then it's certainly going to help the club industry sustain itself and be much healthier going into the future.
And that's always a good thing, especially for folks that like that atmosphere of the private club and all the amenities that go along with it. There's just nothing else like it. So, you know, Jason, I'm sure you and I could talk a ton more about this, and I know you're a busy guy. Where are the best ways that listeners to this episode can get involved with Golf Life Navigators?
Sure. The best way is to visit our website, golflifenavigators.com. You'll see a link right there to take a pro guide. The pro guide is free. The pro guide is what we've named our questionnaire. And it allows the consumer to kind of go through that process and answer the questions, get their results instantly, and then be able to connect with those clubs. I implore them to watch a short video of Peter Jacobson. He's a partner and spokesperson with us. Huge supporter of Golf Life Navigators and what we're doing around the world. So watch that short video of Peter as well, and it'll really set home what it is that we do and how we can help you.
I actually watched that video just before you and I started talking today, so it's well done.
Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. Jason Becker, the CEO of Golf Life Navigators. The website, once again, is golflifenavigators.com. And you could send them an email if you want more information as well, info@golflifenavigators.com. Jason, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you. It was great.